cold open today, but the rest of the episode is about the Super Bowl, and it's upbeat and fun, and I don't see a way to work this into the episode proper, so let me do it here. It's very important. We've learned the cause of death of Bob Saget, who passed away on January 9th. The family put out a statement saying, "Now that we have the final conclusions from the authorities' investigation, we felt it only proper that the fans hear those conclusions directly from us. They have concluded that Bob accidentally hit the back of his head on something, thought nothing of it, and went to sleep. No drugs or alcohol were involved. There were no signs of foul play." Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. All right, I went all SEO in the episode title. If you're listening to this to find out what time Joe Rogan can watch Super Bowl kickoff, the answer is 6:30 p.m. Eastern. You're welcome, Mr. Rogan. From All Pro Lines, before this year, the Bengals had the longest drought in American sports. Their last playoff victory was against the Oilers. The Oilers, who'd they beat before that? The Baltimore Colts? The Steagles? The Louisiana Territory Wildcats? The Pangea Cardinals? All Pro Lines also said Dr. Dre will perform at the Super Bowl. He's the only doctor Aaron Rodgers will listen to. Pete Davidson will be watching the Super Bowl. He told People, "Hey, we're just going to do close friends, hang out, watch the Super Bowl situation. We really didn't do that last year. It was kind of a weird time. So I'm really looking forward to being able to hang and just watch. I went to the Super Bowl once. I think it was the Patriots-Eagles, and it was a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's hard to enjoy the game. I hate to be the old guy that's, I just want to watch the game, but it's like a spectacle, and there's so much going on. So for that type of game, I'd like to be at home and just chill. I really want the Bengals to win, because I love underdogs, so I'm pumped. I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. That guy's hysterical. He's just so cool. He's effortlessly cool. It's really frustrating as a guy. You're like, damn, that guy's so cool and funny and endearing. I think everybody's really pulling for him. I hope they win." Yeah, so Pete Davidson is frustrated because everybody else is going, "That guy is so cool and funny and endearing." Mm-hmm. All right. If the Rams do win, Pete Davidson will still be happy. He said, "Matt Stafford's a stud and he's been forever, and it would be nice for him to win as well." So either way, it's a nice Super Bowl. Nice way to cut the middle, Mr. Celebrity. Pick a side. Of one of the commercials, Pete Davidson is helping Hellman's tackle food waste. So even though I just ripped Pete Davidson a little bit, food waste is a cause that I care about. So much food is wasted. I'm being serious here, so I'm glad they're doing this. The commercial for Hellman's, I'll say their name because they're doing a good job, is aimed at driving awareness around the issue of wasted food at home by reminding viewers to tackle those leftovers and make taste, not waste. Pete Davidson said, "It was the coolest. I can't believe I get to be in it. Hellman's whole thing is we're encouraging people to not waste food at home and use it in other aspects. We got to talk about restaurant food waste, too. We don't waste food at the Davidson household, you'll see." In the commercial, Hellman's calls on legendary Patriots linebacker and Super Bowl champion turned professional football coach Jared Mayo, get it, to literally tackle those throwing out usable food in their kitchen as part of the Mayo times Mayo food waste tackling team. One by one, Mayo jumps on unsuspecting folks just as they're about to put their food in the garbage. He tells one, "You could make grilled cheese with that bread." Does another, "Don't throw away that spinach, you could make a frittata." By the time it gets to Pete Davidson, Mayo is on a roll. Good job, copywriter. I wish you could see the grin on my face. Before he has a chance to jump on the king of Staten Island, Pete Davidson stops him going, "Whoa, whoa, 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 mom's already tackling food waste, Mayo." And he points to his mom, Amy, who appears with Pete Davidson in the commercial. Mayo backs off and then tackles Pete Davidson anyway, saying, "Sorry, man, I had to." Pete Davidson tells Mayo, "I get it. I'm very hittable." From CNBC, your home for comedy news, General Motors has a commercial. They are resurrecting villains from the Austin Powers movie franchise. Count me in. Mike Myers, who I'll talk about on Sunday, going to do a whole thing about the 30th anniversary of Wayne's World. But back to this commercial. Mike Myers plays Dr. Evil. He is joined by Rob Lowe, Seth Green, and Mindy Sterling in their traditional Austin Powers roles. That's awesome. The ad starts with the villains taking over GM's headquarters in Detroit. Dr. Evil then plans to overtake the world, but the henchmen convince him instead to fight climate change. Seth Green calls it arguably the number one threat to the world now. Now, last year, GM did an ad with Will Ferrell that featured electric vehicles. I wonder if or why not Will Ferrell is in this one. Speaking of Will Ferrell, he's all in on the Bengals. He spoke to WLWT. He said he was a Rams fan when he was a kid, but he stopped after they left. Totally get it, Will Ferrell. I was a Jets fan. They left Queens when I lived in Queens. I started rooting for the 49ers. Still do. I feel ya. And I'm glad the Jets left. Imagine I was rooting for the Jets. Will Ferrell said, I can't fall back in love. I'm really liking that Joe Burrow kid. Will Ferrell plans to attend the game. Jim Carrey is in a Super Bowl commercial. He will reprise his role from The Cable Guy. He's doing an ad for Verizon, you know, cable company. That's right. The teaser for their commercial features a mysterious knock at the door. And a woman goes to look through the peephole to see who's coming to her apartment, and she sees Jim Carrey. He has a few wires over his shoulder and a collared shirt that you'd expect to see somebody setting up your home with cable and internet. He announces who he is. He says, Cable Guy. Then he yells through the door, Something big is almost here. Your internet will never be the same. Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost are in a commercial together, this one for Amazon's Alexa. A suit at the Amazon Alexa company says, There's something nice about the fact that there's never been anything with Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson together. It's a mystery element. What are they like together? I'm sure they're exactly like they are in your scripted commercial, right? Yes. The suit says the results are funny and cringeworthy in equal measure, and the actors were very involved in the joke writing. Kevin Hart's in a commercial. This one for Sam's Club. Kevin Hart is feeling all the VIP vibes during his trip to Sam's Club, as he's able to simply scan and go, skipping the lines at the megastore, thanks to an app feature on his smartphone. This ad is based on a bit from Kevin Hart about Disney's FastPass Plus service. In the bit, Kevin Hart describes the feeling of being superior to everyone else in line because FastPass Plus, say that three times fast without having to do an edit on your podcast, gave guests the freedom to jump the line. That feeling of superiority gives way to a sense that Disney's option is just for me. Hart told USA Today, when you get a FastPass or have an amusement park allowing you to bypass the line, a little bit of cocky comes with that. That's the anchor of the joke in that idea. In the new ad for Sam's Club, Kevin says, Sam's Club created Scan and Go just for me, people. Know what was created for you? The line. Ha! Now, I feel bad for avocados. They're about to be canceled, not in the cancel culture way, in the low ratings kind of way. Here's why. Of all the comedians they could team up with, they went with Andy Richter. Andy Richter has a way of getting things canceled, including Conan O'Brien-related shows. In the avocados commercial, Andy Richter is dressed in an ensemble inspired by ancient Roman times, psyching himself up to play the role of a lifetime Caesar. Wait till Andy Richter finds out about those casino ads that have been annoying us all for 6 months with the Caesar character in it. Avocado people, do your homework. Sorry, avocados, you're going to be canceled. Conan O'Brien cannot save you this time. So you know what sucks about having the Bengals in the Super Bowl? They don't really have fans. I was doing some prep and I'm like, oh, let me see who are comedian fans of this team. Say the Patriots were in the Super Bowl. I would have a half hour of content here. Other than that Will Ferrell mention, the only comedian I could find is Gary Owen. You're like, who's that exactly? Gary Owen said, let me tell you something. Everybody knows I'm a Bengals fan in Hollywood. I had 168 text messages as soon as Evan McPherson kicked that field goal. My phone was just ding, ding, ding. And it was everybody I've worked with in the film industry and comedians. WLWT answers your question saying the actor and comedian is best known for movies like Daddy Daycare, BET's The Gary Owen Show, and winning a number of stand-up comedy shows. Not sure what that means. How do you win a stand-up comedy show? Does that mean like a last comic standing kind of thing? Gary Owen even has video of him and Joe Mixon's mom doing her son's touchdown dance. So when the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs was at the same time as one of his comedy shows, he had to call an audible. I see what you did there, copywriter. So I tell the club, I don't know if you want to start the show late. I don't know if you want my opener to be long, but all I'm saying is I'm not going on stage until the game is over. What time was this show? The Chiefs and the Bengals played at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Were you on the East Coast? Was your show at 6:30? Were you on the West Coast? Was your show at 3 in the afternoon? I'm confused. Gary said, I've been invited to other Super Bowls and I've always said I'm not going. The only trip I'm going to is the Bengals and I stuck to that. Good luck, sir. I am rooting for the Bengals because the Rams beat my 49ers. I'm sure the Rams now have tons of fake fans now that they're back in Los Angeles for the second time. Remember they moved? Yeah, they left LA. Well, they're back, baby. The Google machine told me some known fans of the Rams. Cedric the Entertainer, he has showed up for the Rams, posting a video of himself high-fiving Rams fans while driving a golf cart through a tunnel in SoFi Stadium, hashtag Super Bowl bound. Larry Wilmore has box seats for the Rams. He shared a photo of him and his sister in front of SoFi Stadium. Hashtag Rams House. You know this hashtag Rams House thing that they keep doing? Hey guys, do you know that the Chargers play in your stadium? Do you know this? Yeah. Taron Killam. Remember him from SNL? You probably don't. He posted a flurry of tweets on the day of the playoffs, including a photo with the team's official mascot, Rampage. Mac Packer Keegan-Michael Key was on Jimmy Kimmel earlier in the week. He's excited to root for the LA Rams since former Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford is now the Rams signal caller. Lions fan Key said it's sweet that the Lions finally allowed Stafford to flee Detroit for the greener pastures of a team that's won more than one playoff game in the last 63 years. Kimmel even took issue with Key's offhand reference to the Lions as a professional football team. Kimmel called the Lions professional adjacent. Now for me, and people who worked with me at Sirius, the Friday before the Super Bowl was always the worst day of the year. When I first got to Sirius and I saw other people were going down to the Super Bowl for Super Bowl week, I was like, oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. And the people that would go on the trips would tell me, no, you don't want to go. Eventually, I got enough seniority and I got invited on the trips to do Super Bowl Radio Row. And oh, it is awful. You're just chasing celebrities around in a race to see, can you get the paparazzi to take pictures of some celebrity in front of your banner? It's a nightmare. Someday I will tell you my Jamie Foxx Miami story. I don't have time today. It'll take me 10 minutes to tell it. But the sequel to that story. So the first year I'm in Miami with Jamie, I have the worst experience ever. Just accept that as fact. One of the details from the Miami story was we had the wrong color limo. A white limo showed up and Jamie Foxx's people let me know, oh, white limos are for proms. You try finding a black limo on the fly in the middle of Super Bowl week. That was stressful. So the next year we're down in Dallas. And Dallas gets 4 inches of snow. 4 inches of snow in Dallas is like 97 inches of snow in New York City. I went out to dinner on the Thursday before Super Bowl, and usually that is like a big party night. My team and I had the restaurant to ourselves. I was talking to the locals, and they were like, we don't own shovels. They were trying to get rid of the snow with brooms. We don't own shovels. We don't have rock salt. We don't have snow plows, which all made sense to me once they explained it. So 4 inches of snow completely shut down Dallas. Jamie Foxx asked for a police escort from the hotel to Radio Row, where he's going to do a broadcast for us at Sirius. Now, do you know how to get a police escort? I didn't either. Here's the answer. You call up the police and you go, hi, can I have a police escort? And at this time, this is maybe, it's probably close to 10 years ago now, whenever the Super Bowl was in Dallas, you can look that up. The Dallas PD let us, I don't know what the term is, hire, I guess, two police officers for $500. Okay, I'll go to the ATM and take out $500 and hope somebody reimbursed me for this. Fine. So the Dallas PD escorts us from the hotel to Super Bowl Radio Row. Now, when you have a celebrity with you, normally you come in the back door. It's called the loading dock so that the celebrity doesn't get slammed with fans. So we're following the Dallas PD. And do they take us to the loading dock? No, they take us to the front entrance and we start walking in with Jamie Foxx and Jamie Foxx's entourage, who are all dressed to the nines. And we start to get a big time crowd around us. We make our way to press security. Now, NFL security is tough. Like one year I was there with Larry the Cable Guy. They wouldn't credential Larry the Cable Guy. They would only credential Daniel Whitney. They're very particular, even if you're a celebrity. So I get to the gate and it's me, Jamie Foxx, his manager, his entourage. And the rent-a-cop working security won't let us in because somebody doesn't have the right badge. Meanwhile, civilians are coming on us like zombies because there's Jamie Foxx and he's super famous and everybody wants to meet him. And he's from Texas, so it's his hometown, right? So this is, and I'm like arguing with the cop, like, will you let me in? And he doesn't believe this is Jamie Foxx. And I have two Dallas PD with me. And I like have to just totally scramble, eventually talk our way through the gate. But I wanted to say to the nice security guard, dude, when I sneak into the Super Bowl, do you think I hire the world's greatest Jamie Foxx impersonator plus 8 extra guys who I dress in like $2,000 suits plus I get the Dallas PD in on the joke? Come on, man. Anyway, so we finally got in. Nightmare. That was the Super Bowl where the big boss decided we had to have Adam Sandler on. Yes, my old friend Adam Sandler. Sandler didn't want to do the show. My poor assistant chased Sandler around for like 30 minutes. Finally got him to sit down. And when Sandler sat down, I forget who, we had some guest, I think it was a boxer or somebody, who had been on for like 20 seconds. had just been introduced, like, hey, here's your credentials, blah, blah, blah. And then Sandler sits down and was like, all right, your spot's over. You got introduced. I felt so bad for whoever that guest was, forgotten to time. And then Sandler was on. And basically, I hate Super Bowl Radio Row. So this morning, I made my usual run to the National Donuts chain. While I was there, you know they have National Donuts chain radio? Yeah, it's like a guy and a woman being all upbeat. They play contemporary songs, but where the DJs talk, they'll be like, hey, wouldn't it be awesome if you got like a pink donut for your coworker? It's so ridiculous. And while I was there, my mind was wandering. I'm like, I wonder if they would add my podcast to it, because I'm a big fan of the National Donuts chain. And imagine you go in to get donuts and there's like some idiot talking to you about an Adam Sandler movie in your ear. She'd be like, what is going on here? If you are a fan of the National Donuts chain, you got to get one of these National Donuts chain t-shirts. This is how you're supporting the show this week. I saw Tom ordered one. Thank you, Tom. So several ways to support the show. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Throw some bucks in the tip jar. Much appreciated. If you want to get a National Donuts chain t-shirt, well, there's a link on buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Or you can go to tinyurl.com/donuts-chain. All this is in the show notes. If you don't want to remember a link right now, it's in the episode description for this episode. But yeah, get a National Donuts chain shirt, and $5 of your purchase goes to me to support the show. Much appreciated. While I was driving home, and I've told you this, I listened to myself on the Donuts chain run in case I blow an edit. If you were up early, you heard me blow an edit on Thursday's show. I caught it and cleaned it up. This weekend on this very podcast, tomorrow, going to celebrate Ralphie May. Ralphie would have been 50 on February 17th. I want to celebrate his life with some really funny stories. And on Sunday's episode, going to celebrate Wayne's World, which turns 30 years old on Monday. So that's this weekend's weekend filler. But, you know, as filler goes, this isn't like filler where like I'm traveling or want to go to the beach. I'm around. You see how long this episode is. I have plenty to talk about, but I wanted to talk about Ralphie May and I want to talk about Wayne's World. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by new podcast, The Best Song Ever This Week. The Best Song Ever This Week is a short piece of music writing focusing on one song, its artist, and its history. It's a deep dive, but not one that takes long. Yeah, they're like 5-6 minutes, these episodes. If you want to take a quick dive into a song and what makes it special, download The Best Song Ever This Week, wherever you get your podcasts. This week's The Best Song Ever This Week is Johnny Cash's Sunday Morning Come Down. Host Scott Frampton sent me a little teaser saying Kris Kristofferson landed a helicopter on Johnny Cash's lawn to hand him a demo tape. The rest is music history. That's a good story. So download The Best Song Ever This Week, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, I'm going to be honest with you. I had to do an edit in there 3 times instead of saying helicopter. I said helicopter. What's a helicopter? Some other news to keep an eye on. I'm leaving that in. What is wrong with my vowels today? I could have easily edited it out. You see what happened there? Other news to keep an eye on. Comedian Chris Kattan is seemingly no longer a house guest on season 3 of Celebrity Big Brother. Oh no, what happened? Well, Eagle Eye viewers were watching the live feeds Wednesday, and they noticed Chris Kattan is not there, sparking speculation that he either quit or left the game for other reasons. His fellow celebrity house guests started talking about Chris Kattan as if he were no longer playing. Singer-dancer Todrick Hall, famous celebrity, said to Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey, famous celebrity, I wasn't stressed when Chris Kattan was still here, so I felt like we had a chance for him to go home. That's throwing a huge curveball in the game. Superstar Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey said, yeah, because now it's like he's out of the equation. CBS tells Us Weekly the situation will be addressed in tonight's episode. Chris Kattan had been voicing concerns about back pain after apparently breaking his neck years ago, but it's unclear if that's related to his rumored exit. That new Charlie Day movie's out on Amazon Prime today. Apparently, Charlie has always had a love of romantic comedies. It's hard for me to separate Charlie Day with Charlie Kelly from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. By the way, Charlie Day was one of the trivia answers the other night. Glenn got that one right. Thank you, Glenn. Forgot to give you the trivia update because I know that's why you listen to this podcast 20 minutes in. You're like, how did they do a trivia? Can I tell you? I still don't know what happened. First round, we got a perfect 8. Then I think we were 7 of 8. Then I think we put up another perfect round. Going into the final round, now in the final round, it's 3 points for a yes, -2 if you get it wrong, or you can just leave it blank. And we were 5 points back, but we had to pass like 9 teams. All the teams are good this week. So we had to gamble a little bit. We didn't have a good final round. We finished in 11th place. Very disappointing. Charlie Day has an affinity for classics like Sleepless in Seattle and When Harry Met Sally. He told the Daily News, "I really love Tom Hanks and Billy Crystal. To get to see them be leading men in movies, but also leading men in an attainable and familiar way. I was hopeful that one day I'd get an opportunity to do my version of that. I Want You Back on Amazon today is his chance." Charlie said it was exciting to play some of the more emotional and grounded aspects of the story and then see the funny sort of set pieces that I've been given the opportunity to do in the past. I was happy those were there, but I was really looking forward to the more human conversational aspects of the movie. Charlie Day says he didn't have a specific genre in mind when he set out to be an actor. "I just thought, well, I have to work, and if I can work and make a living at this, then I can call myself an actor and it'll be fulfilling. I've been fortunate enough to get to do that. Whatever presented itself to me, I would have done. If drama popped up first and it was only dramatic roles and that's the way people wanted to see me, I would have done that. But fortunately, comedy came up, and I really also enjoy comedy." Can you hear my voice falling apart? Now, the raw recording here, it'll be shorter for you. I'm 27 minutes into the raw recording here. Now I wish I had already recorded the Wayne's World episode, but I haven't, and I need to do that next, and my voice is already shot. Ugh. Life in the basement is so hard. And this next story is probably not local to too many of you, but even if one person hears this and this makes a difference in the world, I do try to do some good in the world with everything creatively that I do. So let me share with you from the Tribune Democrat in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. The Humane Society of Cambria County will present Comedy Night tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Ace's Lounge. I'll put it in the show notes. Jessica Vamos is executive director of the Humane Society and says, "Comedy Night is a fun event that allows us to get together with the community to have a good time with them and allows us to promote the Humane Society and all the good things we're doing throughout the year. It has grown to become one of our biggest annual fundraisers, and we're excited to be able to offer it again after not having it last year. In 2020, the event raised $12,000. Comedians include headliner Mark Riccadonna. He's been seen on Access TV's Live at Gotham. And is a writer on Weekend Update. All right, that's pretty good. David Kay is Pittsburgh's premier stand-up comedian from Dry Bar Comedy. All right, and Suzanne Lawrence of Arcade Comedy Theater. So if you like comedy and animals, the Humane Society of Cambria County, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Ace's Lounge. I hope they have a really big fundraiser. And that is your comedy news for today. Ralphie May tomorrow, Wayne's World on Sunday, normal episode on Monday. Follow the show on Apple, Spotify. You know what to do. My voice is shot. Buy a t-shirt. Bye.